540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Attacks between Israel and Gaza have been relentless following deadly attacks by Hamas. Dr. Ghassan Abu Sidda works at a hospital in Gaza City.
The bombing has not stopped for a single hour. Every few minutes, the buildings in the hospital are shaken by shells.
More than 2,600 people have died now on both sides. The U.S. State Department says it's arranging charter flights to get Americans and their families out of Israel. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's focusing on hostages.
We'll continue pressing countries to help prevent the conflict from spreading and to use our leverage with Hamas to immediately and unconditionally release the hostages.
27 Americans have been killed in Israel. 14 are unaccounted for. House Republicans are still struggling to get support for Steve Scalise as Speaker, but some members are excited to vote. Florida's Matt Gaetz.
I'm excited for him. Can't wait to go vote for Steve Scalise.
Absolutely.
Long live Speaker Scalise.
He led the charge to oust Kevin McCarthy last week. Federal prosecutors just hit New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez with more charges for reportedly working as an agent for Egypt.
The indictment accuses Menendez of taking a series of acts along with his wife and business associate from 2018 to 2022 on behalf of Egypt and Egyptian military and intelligence officials. Menendez and his wife have already pleaded not guilty to charges that allege they accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Authorities have arrested a man suspected of shooting and injuring five police officers near Minneapolis. We still don't have a motive there, but all five officers are expected to survive. Another 8,700 auto workers hit the picket lines today in Kentucky. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Around 9,000 workers at a Kentucky Ford plant walked out as bargaining talks between the two sides continue to stall. In a statement, Ford called the move, quote, grossly irresponsible but unsurprising.
Duke Gardella is the guy who sold last night's winning Powerball ticket in Southern California.
It's crazy. I can't believe it. Everybody always says they're going to buy me a truck. Don't forget my truck.
The jackpot was over $1.7 billion. Taylor Swift popped in on fans at the big premiere of her Eras Tour concert movie last night in L.A.
It was the way that you've leaned into what I'm doing and the music I create that made this tour the most fun thing I've ever been a part of in my life.
She also announced today that it's out today, a day early. Theaters are also adding more showtimes through the weekend. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha's Christmas Parade is gearing up for its 60th anniversary. This year's theme is a holiday gem. Organizers are figuring out how to pay tribute to parade victims. There will be a slightly shorter route this year, starting at Barstow near the State Office Building, proceeding along Main Street, and concluding at Cutler Park. They are currently accepting float registrations and sponsorships, with volunteer opportunities becoming available shortly. The parade is scheduled for Sunday, December 3rd. The Hop is expanding its route with the introduction of the new L line. The route will only run on Sundays for now and will have just two operational stops at Michigan and Clybourne. That's due to ongoing construction at the Couture Transit Concourse. Full service on the L line is expected to launch in April. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on civic media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Again, right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made. Going to the Middle East, going to the terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. At this point, State Department has confirmed that 27 Americans were killed by Hamas and 14 unknown whereabouts. In other words, very likely as captives in the tunnels in Gaza. 1,200 Israelis were killed, 2,900 wounded. Thousands of rockets poured into Israel. 1,000 Hamas terrorists paragliding, simply walking in, coming in by water to murder people. There's a very, very poignant interview with a woman, young woman named Dani Levy, who was at that music festival last Saturday. And she said about 6:30 a.m., suddenly there were dozens of terrorists paragliding down on them with semi-automatics, perhaps automatics, and they just gunned down everybody they could find. She and a couple of friends ran into some trees and were hunted for 6 hours. 6 hours. She said most of the suiciders wore police and soldier uniforms. She referred to them as suiciders because many of them were killed. Not enough of them, but many of them were killed. But they did wear some of the many Israeli police and soldier uniforms to deceive people. And one of the things that really bothers me, quite frankly, is the degree to which people in our country and around the world who should know better are in effect exulting at this and defending Hamas. Let me give you an example. There's a professor at Yale University, Professor Shabi, a woman. She said yesterday, Israel is a murderous, genocidal state. No government on earth is as genocidal as this settler colonial state. She's a professor of, quote, ethnicity, race, and migration. What the heck is that? Why is there a professor at Yale or anywhere else that's ethnicity, race, and migration? It's simply victimology according to her views. The Democratic Socialists of America, as I mentioned yesterday, had a rally in Times Square for Hamas, marched to the Israeli embassy, and some of them carried swastika flags. In Sydney, Australia, there was a demonstration in support of Hamas, and people chanted, "Gas the Jews." This is disgusting. Some have called for a day of jihad this weekend. Let's be very, very clear. And I want to tell you a little bit about my background to put this in perspective. You know that I was the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for two terms. In 1980, I was the Milwaukee County chair for Ted Kennedy when he ran for president in the primary against Jimmy Carter. I was the co-chair of the primary campaign for John Kerry in 2004 when he was running against George W. Bush. I was on Hillary Clinton's finance committee. And in 2020, you may recall, everybody, practically everybody was shouting, "Bernie, Bernie," or "Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren." There were very few of us for Joe Biden very early, very, very early in 2020. And I organized the debate watch parties for Joe Biden. I am a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat. I'm a liberal Democrat. But when there is a group that beheads infants and beheads toddlers in front of their screaming parents and then rapes the wife and takes them to a tunnel in Gaza, they must be exterminated. This is a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat saying that. Now, there are some other things. Harvard University, there were 34 student organizations who signed a statement saying that the Hamas attack on Israel is solely Israel's fault. Solely Israel's fault. Donald Trump, he's like a fly in a barn on manure. Every time he can find somewhere to disgrace himself or to cheapen things, he does. He referred just now of Hezbollah in Lebanon as, quote, "very smart." And he said that Netanyahu is to blame. He let us down. He said, the national defense people and Israelis are hoping that Hezbollah will not attack from the north. Yeah, we certainly do. One reason we sent a carrier fleet in the Mediterranean is they better not attack from the north. What is Trump's running for what? Commander in chief. Trump says, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. He blames it on Netanyahu for letting us down, as he put it, or letting them down. This is nothing more than a dog whistle signal to anti-Semites in this country. Some of them embedded, frankly, because they were brought in our immigration policies, which has led in jihadist elements in this country. The pro-Hamas protests at Times Square in New York the other day, some of them not only carried swastika flags, but they said that all of Israel must be reclaimed, quote, by any means necessary. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Canadian TV, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, forbade its journalists from referring to Hamas as terrorists. They have to refer to them as militants or gunmen, gunfighters. If you take a look at MSNBC, it's not just Hassan, Mohadine, and Velshi, but it's many of the others simply report this as an equivalence of some sort, as if beheading a six-year-old infant in front of her mother and raping her mother is an equivalent to anything. There is some pushback. There's a Democratic congressman from Michigan named Sri Thanador, who is a member of the Democratic Socialists Alliance. Democratic Socialists of America, they call themselves. He revoked his membership. He revoked his membership in the Democratic Socialists of America when they were marching with swastikas on the Israeli embassy in New York City. We have two members of the Democratic Socialists of America in the Wisconsin legislature, two Democrats, one of them representing the east side of Milwaukee, the other one representing Shorewood, two of the higher income areas of Wisconsin, yet they call themselves socialists. And we have another one running for the county board. These people are not fit to be in Wisconsin government. We are Republicans or Democrats. I am a Democrat. I am a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat. We are not going to have people who claim they're socialists somehow hanging out in two of the highest income or higher income areas of Wisconsin and not saying a word about the shameful conduct of the Democratic Socialists of America nationwide. One of them, one of these legislators, by the way, also said that, quote, police work has no dignity or value. We can't have that. We can simply not have that. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina?
Hi. You know, what happened over in Israel is mind-boggling and horrific. And people have all different kinds of attitudes toward this. And it's scary, and people have to all think about it themselves. The thing that I have a concern about is I think maybe we should have kept Donald Trump in office because this wouldn't have happened anymore. And the Republicans. Well, let's get them gulding Republicans back in there that can't even get somebody to lead their caucus so they can get money over to help these people. Let's think about that for a while. Let's worry about that. Let's worry about the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the whole dang bunch of them getting up there saying that, you know, well, we really might not be able to support this, and we might not be able to support our other issue where the other people are getting killed. And it's like, what the devil? Let's stay on the people that are doing the goddamn damage to our country. I mean, I'm watching them and the idiotic stuff they're saying, and Trump, and they're going after Biden because he's the cause of it. Because guess what? The money that wasn't given out yet is the cause of it to Iran. Holy Moses. My goodness sakes alive. And I think there's a heck of a lot more people like that that are overrunning the Republican Party that are causing the damage to our country than a few socialist Democrats. So there's my two cents there, because there's flames coming out of my ears today because I'm watching those suckers in front of our, you know, trying to, I think they recessed for a while because they can't figure out who in the heck is going to run the House. Oh, my Lord, half of our government isn't working, doing their job. And then in our own state, what the devil they're pulling on the people in our state. I don't know, Matt. A few socialist Democrats, they don't scare me. And I've been an independent my entire life, and that's why I'm so enraged about this. Because those Republicans are messing up our country big time, and we're watching it, and we're not doing anything. So anyway, there you go, Matt. You're
terrific. No. It was great passion. I got to go to a break. I see you in the lines. The rest of you don't hang up. I'll get you right after the break. And I'll respond to you then, Gene. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God.
The final game of the season for Waukesha South football is this Friday. The Blackshirts at home hosting the last Classic 8 conference matchup with Waukesha North. Both schools move to the Parkland Conference next year. Catch all the action live with Don and Johnny. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Waukesha South hosting crosstown rival Waukesha North this Friday night on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lowest dip down to about 50. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Mentland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. They're all alive. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. But first, I want to respond briefly to Jean of Eau Claire. Jean of Eau Claire had a very, very good statement. But let me be blunt about this. There's no show on air that hits the Republicans harder than I do. But I absolutely have an obligation when somebody who presents themselves as on our side does something wrong. And I'm mentioning it. A democratic socialist is not a Democrat. They're not just socialists who are Democrats. The democratic socialists of America are not in the Kennedy, Clinton, Biden tradition. You do not organize rallies after infants were beheaded in front of their mothers raped, and marched on the Israeli embassy with swastikas. Period. End of story. There is not an equivalence. So just be aware, if you want some very good, hard-hitting talk about Republicans, there's no better place to be. But if people who are ostensibly on our side, but they're not on our side, they're not on our side, do what they did, I will call them out. Okay, Dave in Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, I totally agree with you with respect to Democratic Socialists of America, which including some others is absolutely abhorrent. I'm not sure I'd bring in socialism per se into the conversation, though. I mean, I in many ways am a socialist. In many ways, I subscribe to modern monetary theory, you know, and socialists along the Nordic model, I would say. You know, socialism is a very ill-defined term. There's a lot of different kinds of socialism. Israel was established by socialists, and socialists ran the country. Socialist governments in Israel, explicitly socialist governments, the Labor Party, saw Israel through most of its existential wars, the War of Independence, through the 56 Suez Crisis.
You're right, Dave. Hold on. You're right that socialism is ill-defined, but remember something. Hitler's party was called the National Socialist Party. So what I am saying is this. The people who founded Israel and all through the its history, Rabin and some of the other great prime ministers, I have the utmost respect for. But that kind of socialism, or Swedish or Norwegian or Danish socialism, is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Democratic Socialists of America, and they are not part of the Democratic Party, in my view. Thanks for calling. Keith from Middleton, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Keith?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Matt?
Hey,
you're good, Keith.
So, as the callers before me just said, socialism is so poorly defined. I mean, USSR, United Socialists, you know, it's not a socialist country. The labels are so misguided that it's crazy. I am a democratic socialist, but I'm not part of the Democratic Socialist Party in America. I'm a Democrat, always have been, always will be. My problem right now with what's going on over there is that, in my opinion, Bibi Netanyahu is also not a socialist and also not a Democrat. I feel that he is more of a fascist than a true socialist or democratic type leader. And I'm not blaming him. I'm not saying that anything that Hamas is doing is right. It is absolutely abhorrent what is going on over there. My concern is that every time we go in and bomb these villages where Hamas is on the Gaza Strip, we create more and more children who have lost their families, and the only thing they have to turn to is Hamas. It's just like the inner city when young children, young African American or urban children lose their parent, they turn to a gang because that becomes their family and they become radicalized. I don't know how to stop it. All I know is what we're doing is not working. We need to find a way to cut that cord and cut that cycle of creating more and more jihadists like we're doing.
Thanks for calling, Keith. That's an excellent call. Really appreciate it. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Claire?
Well, I just wondered if other people see the irony in Trump trying to say Hamas, and all that would come out is hummus. And I think it's a Freudian slip on his part, because one of his biggest fears is that the pee-pee tape should come out, and that's about chickpeas. Which is what hummus is made from. It's an almost circular thing.
Well, we're not going to delve too deeply into Trump's proclivities. But what I can tell you is that he said that he thought that Hamas was very smart. Quote, all those people are, quote, very smart. And Netanyahu let us down. This is a little dog whistle. To an anti-Semitic part of his base. That is all it is. And listen, Tommy Tuberville just came out today and said, we shouldn't take sides. You shouldn't take sides. Both of these people, neither one of them deserves support. This is a senator who is blocking promotion to well over now 300 admiral and general positions, demoralizing our military. He's a chicken hawk. He's backed up by other chicken hawks, Hawley of Missouri. And the rest of the Senate are buttercups. They sing the buttercup song. They interview, they say, boy, it's terrible what he's doing. Yeah, you know, you're in the Senate. You ever think, well, no, I can't do that. He has the right to unanimous consent. He has the right to help destroy our military. This is what you hear from the buttercups. This is wrong. This is very wrong. Rand Paul. You know, right now, we don't have two senior military positions filled because of Tuberville that would have been in command of our forces in that area right now. And nobody is doing anything. And I'm damn tired of it. I'm very, very tired of it. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is working on options, including charter flights, to evacuate Americans from Israel. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're also exploring other options to expand the capacity of doing this, including exploring whether it's possible to help Americans leave by land and by sea.
Meantime, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Brussels discussing NATO's involvement in Ukraine's war against Russia.
NATO is a defensive alliance. We will not be drawn into Putin's illegal war choice, but we will stand up for Ukraine's right to defend itself.
Millions of seniors will get a 3.2% increase in Social Security benefits to adjust for cost of living and inflation. Mary Liz Burns is with AARP.
Fact is that one in seven people who are over the age of 65 who count on Social Security, it is almost all of their income.
Increases start in January. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is almost all blue. The maps showing water has almost the entire city now getting the water from Lake Michigan. The water utility says not everyone will experience discoloration or odors during the transition. If you do notice something, flush your system. The current message from those in charge is that if you're fully connected to Lake Michigan water and not experiencing any discoloration, you can safely resume using filtration systems and doing laundry. High school football teams are rescheduling games due to potential heavy rainfall. They're wrapping up the regular season and preparing for the playoffs. Greenfield and Cudahy moved their game to 5:30 tomorrow instead of 7 to avoid the worst of the rain. The WIAA requires all games to be played by Friday to set playoff brackets on Saturday. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Yesterday, I started my comments saying that Hamas was horrible in what they did, that Hezbollah, what they're doing is terrible. And what ISIS has done, what Al-Qaeda's done, what the Taliban has done, all of that stuff is horrible, and we've got to find a way to stop it. But I cannot condemn the Palestinians living in Gaza for the actions of Hamas unless they belong to it. Now, there's got to be a lot of innocent people there, and they've been treated horribly for 75 years. Now, should we condemn all the German people for the Nazis of World War II? Should we all Italians because of the fascism there? How about my own heritage with the Vikings? Matt, we just have to love each other as people. And these people that want to cause terror around the world, we've got to stop them. But we can't just say that this region of people are horrible because of, and then throw history at it. help you appreciate my opinion today, Matt. I call myself a socialist Democrat, by the way. Been Democrat all my life. Big labor candidate, too.
Okay. Thanks. Listen, Andrea, I always appreciate your calls. They're good calls, and I hope you keep it up. I don't describe myself as a socialist Democrat. I describe myself as a Democrat. In other words, you have Kennedy, Clinton, and Biden. That said, let me address everything else you just said. Nobody faults the entire German people for Hitler. Nobody faults the entire Russian people for Stalin and Putin. And nobody faults all Palestinians or all people of any of these countries. But when there's no such thing as if they don't belong to Hamas. There's no membership card in Hamas. It's not some kind of a ruling society that's hated by the people there. That is the reality in the Gaza Strip. If and when the Israelis go in, and the Israelis are showing remarkable restraint, and I'm going to explain why I say that. The Israelis could solve this in a very short period of time by simply dropping much more lethal weapons on all of it and killing 2.5 million people. The jihadist types in Syria and everywhere else would do just that. Assad and then his father before him would wipe out an entire city of 35, 50,000 people without blinking an eye. Israel is part of the West. It's part of enlightened democracy. It's part of a humanitarian ethos that tries to spare civilians at all costs, if at all possible. Israel, for 75 years, and certainly for the last 30 or 35 in particular, has pleaded with its neighbors for peace. In the various peace talks, Jimmy Carter sponsored some, Bill Clinton sponsored some. Everybody got them together and said, Israel said, you can have 99% of all the land you want. You can have it back. I mean, you can't have the state of Israel, but the Palestinians in the West Bank, up on the Golan Heights in Gaza, let's get along. All we ask is that you recognize our existence, our right to exist. All we ask is that you recognize us as human beings. In every case that was rejected, they said they want a lot of other things. They want land back. They don't want surveillance. But if you have somebody that's not recognizing your right to exist, you then yourself are going to be attacked. The fault of the occupation is upon the jihadist ethic, the cultural imperative that you must forcibly convert or eliminate your enemies. The reason why the Abraham Accords work, and they're a wonderful thing, and they've got to be spread, is simply because Israel and the United States and the West has shown so much force, so much power and strength that people realize it's finally in their interest. That's the only reason. They respect only force. This is not another Western nation. And even the Western nations through the First World War and the Second World War didn't respect that either. So what do? Israel right now is blockading Gaza. They're cutting off water, electricity, food. No one can leave. They have said, release all the hostages that you have, and we will restore water, food, and electricity. And they say no. They say no. Israel is now prepared for a ground invasion. I had a good friend of mine from school whose son was a Marine captain in Fallujah over in Iraq, where they went door to door. Doors, the Marines did this, our Marines. Doors are booby-trapped. Garbage cans are booby-trapped. Mines are put under paths. And these brave Marines, and many of them were killed. Fortunately, my friend's son was not, would kick open the door, sometimes get a burst of machine gun fire back at them. Israel's prepared to do that. They're going to lose a lot of soldiers. They're going to go in. All these tunnels are booby-trapped. The doors are booby-trapped. Everything's booby-trapped. The people they're fighting are essentially, by conviction, suicide bombers themselves. It would be very nice to say that they shouldn't go in and do anything. But you just had at least a thousand jihadists, and Islamic Jihad is in on this, Iran is in on this, going to villages and beheading infants and toddlers, raping and sexually mutilating women, parading a beautiful girl with her legs spread almost out at where she had to have had her bones broken, naked, and they spit on her. If there are people in Gaza who are willing to say, give up the hostages, restore everything, and kill the Hamas leaders who allegedly, according to some, are oppressing them, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that there isn't a Hamas membership card. At long last, the cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate apostates has got to be changed. And so far, it's only been changed by force. That can no longer continue. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, let's recognize the horrors that has happened over there. But let's also recognize that they're looking at what's happening in this country as well as the anti-Semitism that seems to be on the rise in this country. And what I found particularly ironic is that I was just doing a little, checking if my historical memory was correct, that but at the Bund meetings during prior to World War II in this country, when they were having those meetings, celebrating, Adolf Hitler and the Bund, they had big posters of President George Washington, they're talking their fascist crap. But George Washington actually had sent a letter to the Jewish synagogue in, I think it was Newport, Rhode Island, that welcoming them to the body politic, to the religious body politic, and saying that all faiths are supposed to be recognized in this country. Well, I don't know at that point in time, if they actually included Catholic in that, ecumenical brotherhood, considering the Catholics were kind of looked down upon.
Listen, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence from Baltimore was Catholic. I mean, let's get here a little more currently, Mark. I do appreciate your call, but let me just say this. Nobody wants to see innocent people killed. You have a doctrine that is relentlessly attacking Israel, but it's not alone. Europe attacked Israel. Everybody for 4,000 years, going back to the Egyptians, has attacked the state of Israel in diaspora or where it is. They have been subject to genocide in perpetuity for 4,000 years. And we make the statement now, we stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. We stood with Israel when Hitler attacked it. And obviously that was before the creation of the modern state, but he attacked Jews in general. We stand against the Ruskies. And by the way, some people have called the station and said, Matt used the term Ruskies. And let's get very real here. In Russian, they refer to themselves as Ruski. That's the Russian word for themselves. They refer to Polish people as Polski. That is the Slavic language. Yes, I say it in a not friendly way because they are committing genocide in Ukraine. So I do appreciate these calls and I think they're important and so forth, but let's please take a look at the facts. Now, to get back to the issue of Gaza and Israel, what are they supposed to do? There are people celebrating the savagery, people celebrating the sadism of this genocidal attack on Jewish people. We can't have that. We stand with Israel. Our military stands with Israel. Now I'm going to start to talk briefly before the break about what's happening with Speaker and the Republican Party, because it directly impacts the ability of this country to run itself. It's not just that you have Tommy Tuberville, who's a traitor and a chicken hawk, or Rand Paul or Josh Hawley or these people, or lying Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump. No. Steve Scalise now is struggling for votes, and it looks like he's not going to get them. He needs 217 votes. There are 16 Republicans who are holding out. There are 221 Republicans. That means he'll get 205 votes. That's even less than McCarthy got, which is 209 votes. He is short. And the clowns that are attacking him, and look, I don't like him, frankly. He's the one who said he's David Duke without the baggage. He stands for aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and a budget for at least for another year. You know, he's a mangy dog, but what the hell? He ain't going to get it. Gymnasium Jim G. Wham Jordan isn't going to get it for all the reasons I've talked about on the show before. There's one named Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Republican, really bad news. You know what she does? She's for Jordan. She used to be a moderate Republican. She shows up in a T-shirt in the House with a scarlet A on it for adultery. This is what she does in the House of Representatives. That's a reference to the Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, The Scarlet Letter, which is set in Puritan New England around 1640. The heroine in it has a baby out of wedlock and won't identify the father. So the Puritans make her wear a scarlet A for adultery on her clothes. And Nancy Mace is saying, what kind of statement is that? She's basically drawing attention to her chest. I mean, that's all she was doing. Look, these people are sick. They're crazy. They're in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, posting naked pictures of Hunter Biden in the Congress. You know, what is happening to the Republican Party? Well, I've got an idea. And here's the idea. 356 people, Democrat and Republican, got together to push through the budget extension till November 17. These are people who should be running the country. Have Hakeem Jeffries reach out to them and say, pick a Republican other than Scalise and Jordan whom we can live with. My nominee is Tom Cole of Oklahoma, member of the Choctaw Nation, graduate of Grinnell, Yale. Really a very fine guy, moderate. Somebody like him. Stick him in, vote, and let's get going. Let's get down to business. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast.
on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 48. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Degrees.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. I'm going to you in order. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. You're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Bill, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Somewhere along the line, they need to get this worked out in the next 45 days. You've got two wars going on, and China's expanding. And then, of course, some of these senators don't want to okay people for places of leadership in the military. So I don't know how this works out, man. I really don't. The bottom line is, what's the ramifications if you don't get nothing done after 45 days, if you're out 30 days, 60 days, or whatever? Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you close down the government. You know what I'd do if I were Biden? I think he needs my advice. I would contact all 356 Democrats and Republicans who voted for the last budget and say, you know, if you had a speaker, would you vote for the next one? And most of them say, yeah. And then I'd say, we have a constructive vote. And because they won't give us a speaker, I deem it by executive order that there is the approval of Congress. And I'm going to go ahead and order the Treasury Department and the Fed to issue the money necessary to keep us open. That's what I would do. And I would frankly just promote these admirals and generals. He's put in some acting positions, but I would do it by executive order and say that we have a traitor, Tuberville, in the Senate. He's a traitor. He might as well be paid or be in the Russian Secret Service. He's bad news. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Stephanie?
Hey there. Hey, Matt. I'll tell you what, you mentioned Nancy Mace. I just want to mention an article in today's Washington Post in the style section. Monica Hess, who's a wonderful writer, she writes on women's issues, and she does this real takedown of Nancy Mace and the letter A, and trying to compare herself to Hester Prynne. And her whole thing is that, you know, she's a woman and who is being defiant, and she's defying the whole pushback that or opposition that she's up against, saying that she always does the right thing, you know, and she wants to stand on her values and blah blah blah, yada yada yada. What a bloviating hot air full of shit. Oh God, the emotional and intellectual maturity of a 2-year-old. I'm sorry. But they basically say is she's doing it for attention, A, for attention. So there you go, Matt.
Yeah, no, you're right. But why wear a T-shirt? I mean, you know, look, it's a very, very attenuated connection to Hester Prynne and that she stood up to the Puritans. So Nancy Mace is standing up to whom? In a T-shirt with a scarlet letter A on it because she's for Jordan and Trump, and she's standing up to rhinos, you know. This is sick. This is the Congress. We need to run our government, for Pete's sake. We need to promote our generals and admirals. Bill of Economic, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind, Bill?
Kind of on what the topic on you're talking about, does Biden have the authority to ask the Congress and the Senate to vote on an ethics bill for anybody running for political office? And if you've been charged with domestic terrorism, anything at all, you are held in censorship till your court case comes up. Because if we don't raise the bar on standards, I mean, remember, the Republicans' best guy, they searched high and low. The guy they came up with has got 91 felonies, and that's the best they can come up with. You've got to be kidding. Jordan runs an investigation on corruption, and he's got a subpoena hanging over his head. Do you think that Biden could take charge and say, guys, we've got to raise the bar. There's going to be an ethics standard, and this is what it's going to be. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, politically, what will happen is it'll be derailed in the Senate because Tommy Tuberville will say, I won't permit that to be voted on, or Josh Hawley will. And then you have the filibuster and all that. So sadly, you're right. If we had a Congress of patriots, and the first Congress, the Senate and the House back in the 1790s, these were all people, they had their political differences. Some were from the South, some were from the North and all that, but they basically cared about the United States and they rallied around the country as it was attacked by Britain. You don't have that now. I think it's a great idea. It makes a lot of sense. You know, would the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court uphold this constitutionality? I have no idea. I doubt it. Clarence Thomas has been bribed. Look, the Republican Party, in my judgment, is a clear and present danger to the United States. I'm not talking about Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some very, very good folks. And you have moderate Republicans like this Tom Cole. Look him up from Oklahoma. He's a decent guy. I mean, I'm sure he's quite conservative, but I don't think he's a nut. He's not a nut. But Steve Scalise and Jordan are not going to get it. They don't have the votes. There's 16 holdouts. And there's nobody in the Democratic Party that has the appetite to go to Scalise when he said that he's David Duke without the baggage and go, hey, we'll give you 16 votes. You know, the guy, that's a sick party. That's a sick party. It has cancer. It has cancer. And the reason is the root cause of the cancer, the choriocarcinoma, is Donald Trump. He has done nothing but attack crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump. Has done nothing but attack this country, divide it racially, divide it every other way, insult people throughout it, act in the most crude fashion, take money from Russia, take money from Saudi Arabia, betray our interests, and people still go, some people go, well, yeah, but I think I'll vote for him. For what? What do you think he's going to do? He is urging the Republicans to shut down the government. He's urging the Republicans not to vote for what he calls rhinos. And behind McCarthy's back, he urged people not to vote for McCarthy. With Jordan, he's endorsed Jordan. He's endorsed Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, because Jordan was the congressional architect of the coup. By that, I mean the fake electors. He should have been prosecuted by Jack Smith, but Jack Smith didn't want to junk up his thing. He wanted to go after Trump right away so he'd get it in before the election. These fake, you know, frankly, Fannie Willis or the AG in Michigan or our attorney general could charge him right here. Could charge all our fake electors. Put some artillery power behind Jack Smith. That's not happening. There's a lot of moving pieces going on. I like your idea, Bill. I think it probably wouldn't get anywhere given the filibuster and unanimous consent and the six tarantulas. This is a challenge to our country right now, but we're all Americans. We're all patriots, and we're going to see it through. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm signing off.
There ain't no easy way out.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop. They're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media